This is an exclusive presentation of High School Hockey on WKHM News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Today's coverage is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Able Heating and Cooling, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Fuller's Chem Drive, Duchel Fabricating, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Chelsea State Bank, and Industrial Steel Treating. Now let's send it to the ice for live coverage of Lumen Christi and Jackson United Hockey.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of High School Hockey. Tonight's matchup pits the Lumen Christi Titans against the Jackson United Hockey Club at Optimist Ice Arena in Jackson. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside Ron O'Rourke. Thanks for joining us tonight as the hockey pregame show continues in 2 minutes on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Duchel Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Duchel offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Duchel Fabricating, online at DuchelFabricating.com.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Welcome back to Optimist Ice Arena for tonight's high school hockey action between Lumen Christi and Jackson United. Connor Dockery alongside Ron O'Rourke. We talked about this in the last couple weeks leading up to this. I think we're both excited for this one tonight.
I am super excited. This is the one thing, or actually two things, I look forward to most the whole entire year, calling the two Jackson High Lumen Christi or Jackson United Lumen Christi hockey games.
Yeah, this is definitely a lot of fun action here that we will see in this one tonight. Lumen Christi coming in with a 2-0-1 record. Currently ranked 5th in Division 3 on MHSAA's MPR. Meanwhile, Jackson United 3-1. They're starting strong out of the gates. Currently 18th in Division 1 on MPR. So this is a bit of a good turnaround in the early season for Jackson United specifically.
Yeah, I have to agree. They got a really good group of kids that are coming back strong. A lot of these kids are getting stronger over the off seasons. During some of them are playing football, some of them are playing other sports, so they're staying conditioned, ready to go. I'm excited for a really physical game tonight.
Yeah, I think this one's going to be it's going to be really interesting, especially to see from Jackson United. I'm really. Really interested to see what they have. Lumen Christi, I mean, they had a good team the last couple of years. Last season, finishing 24-1, finished first in the then South Central League. They have since moved over to the Metro East League for this season. But so Lumen Christi, they look to have a similar season, similar success, trying to go deeper in the postseason than they did last year. Ended up falling 4-3 to Powers Catholic in the first regional playoff game. Meanwhile, for Jackson United, 9-16 last year, finished in third place out of four teams in the Southeastern White Division. And the first half of the season particularly brutal. Just 2-10 they started, but they did finish relatively strong. They went 7-6 the rest of the way, and they were able to make it into the regional playoffs. They even won a playoff game as well.
Yeah, they did. They played really good, solid hockey towards the end of the season. Really came off with a really good stretch there. I'm really excited to see what the speed is going to look like with both these teams, because I remember calling the game last year, and I was really impressed by how fast some of these kids really were. I could see they were going from from one end of the ice to the next. Again, playing really good, disciplined hockey.
Yeah, so it's a process. They're, you know, trying to build on that success last year. You know, hoping specifically, you know, that first half of the season, that's not really indicative of our type of play. They're trying to prove in this season, try to go a full season,
full
that
season.
Second half of the season, and what we showed a little bit in the postseason, you know, that's a little bit more Jackson United hockey. And they're going to try to put that together, as I mentioned, for the full season.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and talking to Coach Grimes, he's got a really good plan of action in place, I think. He's talking to the kids, getting them pumped up. This is a really emotional game for them, and I think they're really looking at coming out and really concentrating on getting the W tonight for them.
So Lumen Christi, as I mentioned, despite losing in the first round of the playoffs last year to Powers Catholic, this team has made eight straight trips to the postseason. So a lot of recent success here for Lumen Christi. And they do return their top 2 point players from last season in Isaiah Dinverno with 21 goals, 29 assists. Brody Gregory as well, 19 goals, 22 assists a season ago. They did lose three quality seniors, however, from last year: Daniel Brady, Luke Sexton, and Jake King. They do see the return of Josh Dumont, who's hurt all last season, and they do bring back both their goalies as well. So, Lumen Christi, again, when you bring back that much talent, it just really sets the table for another successful season.
Well, not only are they bringing them back, but half of the guys that they're bringing it back were starters last year, too. So you're bringing in these juniors that are now seniors and these sophomores that are now juniors that actually got a lot of playing time last year.
Yeah.
So not only are they coming back bigger and stronger, they're coming back with some experience. I'm playing on the ice. You know, you can't take away the fact that Zach Jacola is just standing on his head as a goalie. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I talked to Coach earlier today, and we were talking about the fact that, yes, they're concentrating on getting a lot of talent back on defense. And, you know, nothing taken away from the goal scorers like your wings and your centers. But when it comes down to it, if you've got a 0.98 percentage stop on goals, you're doing something right.
Yeah, I believe only had 2 goals a game allowed last year, something like that.
He was
phenomenal.
Yes, he was.
So, Lumen Christi, of course, lots of talent they're bringing back. Meanwhile, as I mentioned, Jackson United, their first half of the season struggles. Second half of the season finishing strong. They did beat Capital City 3-2 in the regional playoffs before losing to Eastside 1-0 in the next round of regionals. As I mentioned, 3-1 record, off to a strong start this year, looking to keep that momentum against the great Lumen Christi program, who took both matchups against this team last year with a combined 17-5 score. But as you mentioned, still a pretty disciplined game from both these teams in both matchups.
Absolutely, and there's a couple of guys I'm really excited to watch tonight for Jackson United. It's Brendan Ford, definitely. Brendan Ford is coming really off a really good beginning 3 games, you know, leading in, I believe, in assists and also scoring. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play. And then also I'm seeing what Jonah Hughes does in net tonight, you know, coming off. He's a junior coming in between the pipes. It really is going to be one of those things. You got to protect your zone, got to get those pucks out of the zone, and then, you know, give your goalie some help tonight.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Brendan Forward, 4 goals, 4 assists in the first 4 games of the season. He also got Peyton Paquin, 7 points, 3 goals, 4 assists. Luke Bergkotter, 4 goals, 3 assists as well. Parker Goh, 3 goals, 3 assists, and kind of the main 4 coming into this one for Jackson United. On the other side, Lumen Christie, Brody Gregory, 4 goals, 4 assists as well. Luke Dumont, 3 goals, 4 assists. Isaiah D'Inverno, 3 goals, 3 assists as well. The top 3 point men for the Titans.
I'm looking forward to Josh Dumont tonight because, you know, of course, he came off of injury last year and he's coming back. And he played that last game for last year for the Titans. But I'm really excited to see how he performs tonight on the ice. You know, obviously his brother and him are our center and then or Josh being the captain, right? He's the captain. Then you got Luke, his brother, who's actually one of the left wings there, too. So I'm excited to see, you know, Tom's got to be pretty proud. Tom, his dad, they got to be pretty proud to see both guys on the ice tonight.
Yeah, and especially performing at the level that they have been for this great Lumen Christie program.
Yep.
Lumen Christie coming into this one off a 3-3 tie against Gibraltar Carlson on Wednesday. Lumen fell behind 2-0 after the first period, ended up coming back tying it at 2 going into the third. Both teams ended up scoring once, finishes a 3-3 tie. In that one, Isaiah D'Inverno, Josh Dumont each finishing with a goal and assist for the Titans, who also got a goal from Brody Gregory. Meanwhile, goaltender Michael Palmer, getting his first start of the season, stopped 20 of 23 shots in net.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you know, we were talking a little bit about, earlier about goalies, right? When you look at the statistics on what Jackson's goals allowed and Lumen Christie's goals allowed for the year already, they're pretty neck-to-neck. They're low. Yeah. They're leading their conference or their division by goals allowed, the least goals allowed. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so you're saying there's a potential for a low-scoring game?
I believe so. If you're a betting man and there's an over and under, I'm going to say it's probably – I'm going to say probably 5.5. And 5.5 is, I think, a pretty solid number.
So not a barn burner is what
you're
saying.
Not a barn burner. I think it's going to be a real physical, low-scoring game.
Speaking of Jackson United, they're coming in off of their third consecutive victory. Started the season with a loss. Meanwhile, ripped off 3 straight wins, coming off their most recent game back on November 23rd. 5-4 win over Gladwin. Neck and neck game throughout. Tied after both the first and second periods, Jackson United edged Gladwin with a 2-1 third period. Peyton McQuinn led the way, 2 goals, 2 assists, very strong performance there. Brennan Forward, goal and 3 assists, really getting active there. And Parker Goh, Luke Bergcotter added the other 2 goals. So really a dynamic attack in that one for Jackson United. So. Yeah. So, yeah, it's
starting to get packed house here tonight. I can see that for sure. I like the fact that it's a 6 o'clock game this evening instead of 5:30. Last time it was a 5:30 game, and it was tough for people to get out here before, for work. So it started getting busy around the second period.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Just as we were going on the air, the stands didn't have that many people. But then just like that, as we've been talking here, a lot of people showing up. The crowd really starting to fill out here at Optimist Ice Arena as we get ready for this one.
Looks like the refs are getting on the ice, ready to get things going. Coaches are getting on the bench, waiting for their players to hit the ice.
So, Ron.
Yes.
What do you see as some of the keys to the game in this one?
Yeah, I think the keys to the game has got to be physical play in the corners. Getting those wins on those pucks, getting them out of the zone, and catching a winger on the outside. Because they've got speed. So if Lumen Christie can utilize that correctly with their speed on their wingers and their center, I think they can have a good chance. And that's what I'm looking for to see if that's going to happen or not. Yep.
All right. So some tough physical play. We'll see if that happens. Both teams starting to hit the ice as they start to skate around the rink. Get their warm-up in before we drop the puck here at Optimist Ice Arena. So, yeah, I think it is going to be a really good one here from Optimist. We are going to step aside, going to take a timeout, and then once we come back, we should have puck drop here at Optimist Ice Arena. We're going to step aside back in 3 minutes right here on WKHM.
Colder weather will be here soon, and winter is coming, Michigan. Don't get left out in the cold. Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back.
Save up to $2,200 in rebates on a brand new Amana heating system. It's time to upgrade your comfort and efficiency. Remember, they're always on time or you don't pay a dime. Visit AspenHeating.com today.
Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, keeping you warm this winter.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper part specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Happy holidays from Performance Automotive Northwest.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlife, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Back here from Optimist Ice Arena as both teams getting set to warm up, about 3 minutes away from national anthem and starting lineups and puck drop. But Ron O'Rourke.
Yeah, so you know, tonight's matchup between Jackson United and Lumen Christie's obviously going to be, you know, it's not going to be without any heavy hearts as both teams take the ice. You know, remembering Jacob Woodard Burbank, you know, who passed away October of this year at the age of 16. And Jacob was a student at Western High School and a goalie for Jackson United. And Jacob was just loved by all his teammates, always happy and keeping the locker room fun and jovial. You know, a few members of the rival Titans, Landon Alley and Michael Palmer, considered him to be a great friend and teammate. Burbank Strong became a common message amongst his favorite football team, the Detroit Lions, specifically Aiden Hutchinson and Team Hutch, in support of Jacob's fight with cancer, and even getting an emotional message from Dan Campbell, coach of the Detroit Lions, encouraging Jacob to keep fighting. And you know what? That's exactly what Jacob did. He kept fighting and fighting, and he fought until he couldn't fight anymore. Kindness, sweetness, courageous, resilient are just a few words that have been echoed by many when describing this young man, Jacob. And it's, I called the game last year, you know, struggling through his diagnosis. And it's just, it makes me feel great to see that his number 35 has been retired and hanging up here in Optimus Arena. And along with his mantra, goalie, no fear. Goalies know no fear. And, you know, Aiden Hutchinson in a couple of his games was carrying one of his jugs with that mantra on it. Yeah, so I just have to, you know, I just have to say, I know that a lot of these kids out here, including both teams, are going to fight hard. But I think Jackson United is going to use this fuel to help them come out with a W. And talking to some of the players, they're going to do it for Jacob tonight because they want that victory against their rival team.
Yeah, very, very kind words right there. So thank you for that there, Ron. Just an unfortunate story there. But, you know, Jackson United, they want to play. They want to play for Jacob tonight. And they want to really play well for him. And, of course, you know, really cool that, you know, even the Detroit Lions, you know, getting involved as well.
So, yeah, yeah, just a really sad story. But, you know, at the end of the day, it just the message is you always got to keep fighting.
Yeah.
You know, you always got to keep fighting.
Yeah, exactly. So teams taking their final shots, lapping around the rink here at Optimist Ice Arena. Boy, packed stands now. Really filling out. Going to be a very, very rowdy crowd here tonight, I believe.
It's going to be standing room only before you know it. So if you're listening and you want to get a chance to come out and check out a really good live hockey game, great. And to everybody that's listening, I know we've got people listening in Florida. We've got people listening in Tennessee. We've got people listening all over the country. A lot of grandparents, parents who are on business trips, listening to their kids play. I mean, this is what I love doing it for.
Yeah, exactly. So, once again, Lumen Christi 2-0-1 record on the season. Jackson United coming in with a 3-1 record, and it was Lumen Christi coming out on top in both the matchups with this Jackson United team last year. And both these teams off to strong starts, trying to continue that into this one tonight. So
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's really going to we'll know in the first 3 minutes of what this tempo of this game is going to be like. I can tell you that right now. They will come out skating fast, hard, and strong. I'm really excited to see some of this action down at the corner of the boards and see how physical they can really get.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle in this one. As you mentioned, a good chance at a low-scoring game just with the type of play that both these two teams have and the goaltending. Especially.
Yep.
So that's going to be key. So lots of quality goaltending on both sides of the ice. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun one here between these two teams.
Yep. And don't forget, too, I mean, we do our, the one person that I really enjoyed watching last year, too, was Din Verino. Sorry, I couldn't get it out properly, but for the Lumen Christi Titans. So I'm excited to see how he's going to start off playing today, too.
Yeah, Isaiah D'Inverno, senior for Lumen Christi, as I mentioned, 3 goals, 3 assists so far in the early going, so he is off to a strong start. So that'll do it. We're going to step aside as they do the starting lineups and the colors here at Optimist Ice Arena. So we're going to step aside. We're going to be back in 2 minutes right here on News Talk 970.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
Is your furnace ready for the cold? Don't get left in the chill this winter. for just $99.99, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning offers a furnace tune-up special to keep your home cozy and your furnace running smoothly. They're always on time, or you don't pay a dime. Trust your local authorized Amana dealer. Visit AspenHeating.com today. Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Your comfort is their priority. Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at TrushallFabricating.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Back at Optimist Ice Arena, just went through the starting lineups here for both these teams as we get set to get this one underway from Optimist Ice Arena. Connor Dockery with Ron O'Rourke. Thanks for joining us this evening. Starting lineups for the Lumen Christi Titans. In net, they've got Zach Jacola, the senior. And then their skaters on the ice. They've got Isaiah D'Inverno, Jack O'Shea, Harrison Botke, Brody Gregory, and Josh Dumont. Head coach is Dan Brady. Meanwhile, for Jackson United, they've got Dominic Johnson, Peyton Paquin, Parker Goh, Luke Bergkotter, and Brennan Forward. In net is Jonah Hughes. Head coach is Matt Grimes.
It's getting exciting already. Here we go. The puck hasn't even dropped, and you can feel the energy.
We're ready to go. And this one's now underway. Jackson United able to win the opening faceoff, able to quickly get it into the far side corner. Quick shot on the near side. That's going to be deflected away. Jackson United hanging on to the possession, able to puddle it into the corner. Now Lumen Christi trying to deflect it away and trying to take possession. Now behind the net, deflecting it away. Jackson United chasing it and now deflected behind. Lumen Christi going to take back over. A couple Deeks trying to deflect it out of the zone. Lumen Christi just trying to clear it out, and they finally are going to get possession here. Isaiah D'Inverno trying to deke his way up ice. It's going to be broken away by Jackson United, but into the zone for Lumen Christi with a shot on net from the point. That's going to be deflected away by Hughes.
Yeah,
D'Inverno.
Definitely two good shots on goal already, and you can tell right now that these goalies are coming to play.
Yeah, big hit here in front of the Jackson United bench as well. Getting some cheers here as Jackson United trying to get it out of their own zone. We're about 1 minute in. No score yet. Jackson United now skating up the ice from left to right on your radio dial, sending it into the zone as they go for a line change. Lumen Christi, meanwhile, trying to set a possession on their side, skating behind the net, now in front. Trying to make his way up the ice. Jack O'Shea trying to get it in between everybody, make it Luke Dumont. Sending it into the near side corner. Going to be picked up now by D'Inverno. Sends it around the boards behind under the far side corner. Lumen now towards the blue line. Trying to send it towards the far side circle. Deflected away by Jackson United. And Jackson United able to deflect it away at the mid-ice. And it's going to be sent in by Lumen as they now go for the line change.
Very disciplined early in the hockey game. I like what they're doing. I like both teams. They're playing physical, but they're not getting a little chippy.
Yeah, and not a lot of quality chances yet. Couple shots from the point, but not really any dangerous chances yet as Lou and Christie trying to set something up in front of the net. Backhanded on the left side. That's going to be blocked away by Hughes. Lumen trying to send it back into the far side corner. Meanwhile, Jackson United trying to flip it away. Malachi Gallant skates with it behind the net. Sends it to the far corner. Meanwhile, a shot on the far side. Going to hit the side of the netting for Lumen Christie. And it's going to go out to the neutral ice. Jackson United going for a quick line change as Lumen Christie trying to strike early. Trying to get it into the zone, but Jackson United able to get back quick. Sent on the far side corner, broken away by Dominic Johnson. Meanwhile, lots of bodies there. Lumen on the far side. Another shot that's going to be saved by Hughes. And at the blue line, ooh, that's going to be a missed offside for Lumen Christie. Didn't get the call. Just went over the blue line, but Lumen keeping it back in.
Yeah, that was definitely about a foot past that blue line. It almost cost Jackson United.
Ooh, several shots, several rebounds, and it's going to be saved and covered by Jonah Hughes. A lot of action in front on the near side of the net, but the junior, Jonah Hughes, he's stopping it right there.
Redberg, I thought, missed an opportunity over here on the blue line when he dumped that puck in. He caught him on a line change, and the next thing you know, he just dumped the puck in. You got to kick that puck and draw some winger with you.
We're midway through, about 3 minutes into this Minuteman Sewer and Drain first period here at Optimist Ice Arena. Lumen Christie and Jackson United, no score yet. Opening faceoff on the near side circle. Lumen Christie wins, trying to get something set up near the blue line. Able to get it towards the near side. Shot, quick shot and saved. That was a nice shot by Jack O'Shea, but a glove save for Jonah Hughes. Forces another stoppage.
Miscommunication on that by Jackson United. Almost cost them, but they were able to get that stop.
Another faceoff on the near side circle. O'Shea, quick shot from the point. That's going to be wide on the far side. Lumen sends it back into the corner to be picked up by Brody Gregory, trying to pass it back out to the point. Now a point shot slapper. That's going to be deflected off the back of the boards, and Jackson United is trying to make their way up ice. And it's going to be an icing call, just sending that one from too far away. Couldn't really get anything set up and a little too fast for a change.
Yeah, he had the actual left winger open. He just got that puck, just slid right underneath the stick and call for the icing.
Face off on the far side circle on Jackson United's side. 13:30 to go in this first period. No score yet for JU or Lumen. Face off now broken away. It's going to be Luke Bergkotter bringing it behind the net, now trying to send it back around for Haynes. Trying to get it back out of the zone. Lumen still able to keep it in from the point, the blue line. Meanwhile, Jackson United is still able to pick it up from behind the net, trying to send it back out, and they do. Get it back out to Midnight. Two on two the other way. Wyatt Bodler bringing it towards the near side corner, deflected away by Lumen Christie. Able to pick it up and send it back up ice. That's Madden Brady before the puck goes out. Going to get a face-off on the far side circle.
I'm surprised they don't have that rule in high school where that's a delay of penalty, because, you know, obviously the net's there, but he had an opportunity to make a play, but just threw it up.
Yeah, maybe they thought it was maybe inadvertent.
Inadvertent.
But, no penalty there. Still 5-on-5 inside 13 minutes to go in this first period. Running forward, taking the face-off, and he wins it. Quick shot on the near side. That's going to be too high and wide. Jackson United fighting with Lumen there in the near side corner. Trying to jostle for puck possession. Now a shot on the near side. That's going to be deflected away by Botke and out of play. That was a good attempt there from the slot.
One of the things I've noticed with both teams right now is when they're playing down at the corner, get those pucks out, they're not being as physical, but they're looking for the open pass, and they are actually getting them.
Face off on the near side circle. Lumen trying to win out, trying to get it out of their zone. Jackson United picks it up, trying to get it back in front of the slot. It's going to be broken away by Lumen. Meanwhile, another send in. That's not even going to see the goaltender, Jacola. And Lumen trying to get it out. Meanwhile, Jackson United, another shot from the point. Rebound save and deflected away by Lumen. Jackson United keeping it into the zone, going to the far side corner. Another setup for the point. That's going to be deflected away on the side of the net. Goes back behind.
Great screen from Jackson United on that. Jacola had no clue where that puck was, and then all of a sudden he saw it right at the last second and covered it up for a minute.
Meanwhile, a 3-on-2 for Lumen briefly broken away by Jackson United trying to get into the slot. Then Verno, it's going to be deflected away. Sean on the near side, and it's left wide open. Scores! Able to just get the deflection behind the net. Hughes on his blind side. It just went behind him. He didn't even know where it was, and just easy pickings behind for the first goal of the game.
Yeah, Hughes had no clue where that puck was at. By the time he realized it, it was in the back of the net.
Sean Wilicki, the junior, with that score, 1-0 lead for Lumen. 12 minutes to go. Actually make it Brody Gregory. I saw the wrong number. Brody Gregory with another goal. And you saw he's active on the stat sheet this season. Just getting a lot of those goals. Brody Gregory, that's his fifth goal of the season. As Lumen trying to get another opportunity here. O'Shea on the near side corner trying to send it back in front, and it doesn't even get a shot. Nice opportunity, however. Lumen trying to get another opportunity. O'Shea sends it to the near side into the corner, has a shot, and it's going to be blocked away by Hughes. Back in front, deflected away at the last moment by Keegan Gronsky. It stays in. Lumen trying for another shot from the point, deflected away off the shin guard of Gronsky.
Lumen putting a lot of pressure on Hughes right now.
Trying to build on this early 1-0 lead, 11 minutes to go in the first period. Jackson United taking over at mid-ice. Dwyer trying to bring it into the zone, deflected away. Lumen trying to send it back in once more. Going up the far side boards into the corner. Brief hit on the wall. Lumen goes for a line change. Meanwhile, sending it up ice. Going to be taken away by Landon Alley. The near side now for Brogan Kelly. Deflected up ice. Trying to get it into the offensive zone again. Meanwhile, Jackson United able to keep possession here on the near side. Dumont has it. Quick hit into the boards as Lumen goes back to the mid-ice with Kelly. Trying to get it between the defense. Can't get it. 2-on-2 the other way with Jackson United. Stops at the far side. Sending it to the near side corner, but couldn't set up his teammate in the slot.
Big hit down to the quarter. Big hit by Kelly on Jackson United.
Very physical play, as you mentioned early. As Lumen trying to get it out of the zone. Again, they do. 4-on-2 the other way. Kelly sends it to the corner. That's wide.
They got numbers.
And this now sets up Jackson United the other way. 2-on-1. Sending it into the slot. That's going to be staved by Jacola with the glove.
Had the right winger open, number 19. Had Brennan forward looking for his second goal, or this actually would be his fifth goal, I think, of the year. And wide open on the right side, but he just put it right on Jacola's, right in the middle of his chest.
9:52 to go in the Minuteman Sewer and Drain first period. 1-0 lead for Lumen Christie. Following the fifth goal of the season from the senior Brody Gregory. Lumen able to break it up at the mid-ice. Now 1-on-1 the far side, able to get it into the Jackson United zone. But Jackson United able to get back, break that one up, but it gives it right back to Lumen. Shot, that's deflected away by Hughes. Nearly had a rebound for Fitzpatrick, but Jackson United able to break it up.
Yeah, they got lucky on that one, Connor. That was easily going to be in the back of the net, but thankful to the defense of Jackson United hurry up and getting back.
Yeah, no kidding. Able to break that one up, and this was nearly a 2-0 hockey game. Lumen takes back over at mid-ice. Another 2-on-2. Fitzpatrick, quick entry shot, deflected away with the stick and out of play by Jonah Hughes. And we're going to have another face-off.
You know, I can say this. Even though Hughes got caught off guard on that goal, he's getting a lot of pressure, and he's stopping a lot of pucks. Right?
Yeah.
And that defense, they just need to communicate a little bit more, because I've seen a little bit of the miscommunication between between those two defensive guys and their positions.
Yeah, they just got to limit some of these dangerous chances for Lumen. Lumen getting a lot of chances here in the first period. We got an entry shot into the far side boards, deflected away, and Jackson United able to break it away. Trying to send it in, getting into the Lumen zone. Trying to take a shot behind the net. That's deflected away into the near side corner. Couple action there in the near side. Lumen trying to clear. Meanwhile, goes right back to Cameron Ronquillo. Action in front of the net. Quick hit. Jackson United still hanging on to it. Setting it up to the point. Ronquillo can't get the clean shot off. Just whiffed it. Meanwhile, Lumen trying to bring it up the ice with O'Shea once more. Deflected away by Jackson United. Wide open in the slot. Oh, that's deflected on the crossbar. Nearly sniped them. That was Isaiah D'Inverno. Wow.
Almost what a wrister.
Nothing. Jackson United quickly the other way. Shot on the near side. Deflected away by Jacola. Lumen taking over. Trying to send it out of the zone on the near side. Stopped by Glantz at the blue line. Win another chance right in front of the net, but Lumen right there. Trying to get out. Trying to prevent a dangerous chance for JU.
It's nice to see JU getting a little bit of puck possession in the zone of Lumen Christie.
Yeah, trying to take the pressure off of Hughes. Meanwhile, a clear the other way for Lumen. And they're going to get a line change. They're actually going to call icing on that one. After the line change by Jackson United. 7:49 to go in the first period. 1-0 Lumen over Jackson United. Quick shout out to some of our sponsors here making tonight's coverage possible. Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Soft Water, and Able Heating and Cooling. Face off on the near side on Lumen's half of the ice. Puck deflected away, now in the slot. JU trying to get a shot off, can't get it. Lumen chases it into the corner. Several bodies there. Now trying to deflect it away. Gallant trying to center it one. Going to be deflected away. Lumen going up ice now. 3-on-4. Gilbalt into the near side corner. Ricochets around. Lumen sends it back around. Goes back out of the zone. Lumen's going to have to reset. Dumont back onto the far side into the zone. Trying to get another possession going. Sends it back behind the net. Jackson United trying to clear it back out. On the far side for Baumgartner. Shot behind the net. Rippey gets it out of the zone, and Lumen will again try to get it back in.
I would like to see JU just control a little bit more in their zone, getting that puck. They're just throwing the puck out without actually having any purpose, it seems like. They're not getting that open guy.
Botke has it behind the JU net, sends it back out to the point. Ooh, it just goes up and over the stick of Sam McCormick. Couldn't keep it in. They're going to have to send it back into the zone as Lumen goes for the change. What about they're calling for here? Called the icing, I believe. Not sure if there was something else that the United bench was advocating for.
I think it was interference. It touched one of the guys' stick on the bench when they were trying to clear it down there.
Okay. No penalty, though. 5-on-5 still. Jacks United getting it out. 6:35 to go in the Minuteman Sewer and Drain first period. Luke Dumont able to get it into the far side corner, skating behind the net. Sends it back out to the point for McCormick. Centering a shot. That's off a shin guard. Lumen, a good job of keeping it in. Brady on the near side. Centering it. Deflected away by JU. Lumen keeping it. Luke Dumont sends it back. Give and go. Quick shot and a glove save. Ooh, nearly in by Hughes. But there was no Lumen player in the vicinity. JU able to get it out with McQuinn. Dodgy play there. JU forward. Shot from the point. That's going to be tipped away. Doesn't even make it to the goaltender. And Lumen clears.
That's two. I think that's two right now opportunities Jackson United could have had to get that open man that was either on the left or right for that quick one-timer.
Lumen able to get it back in the slot. Quick deke in front of the net. Backhand. That's saved by Hughes. Dumont gets it again. Centering pass on the far side dot. Shot! Save Hughes. Wow, more excellent chances for Lumen Christie. But Hughes, he's doing very well in this first period despite trailing 1-0.
I agree with you on that. He's playing a heck of a game with all the pressure that he's had. I believe, if I'm not keeping the stats, but I think he's darn near got 10 saves.
Yeah, he's probably faced at least a dozen shots
dozen shots.
First period. And I would say a good amount of them, 4 to 5 of them, high quality chances for Lumen Christie. 5:30 to go in the first period, still 1-0. As JU's gonna ice this one down, and they're gonna have to take another face-off on their side.
Yeah, Keegan Gronsky, the perfect example of that. Keegan has to hit that tape on that stick, and then, you know, to get that opportunity to get, you know, some sort of a play moving forward and fast, you know, and he missed it again.
Lumen Christie winning the faceoff in the Jackson United zone, but Jackson United able to control in the near side corner, trying to clear. Dumont couldn't keep it in the zone. Now Gronsky one-on-one the other way. Now in the Lumen zone. Ooh, that one shot just high and wide of the net. Jacola not able to get ahead of that one if that one was a little bit low. But now Lumen trying to go up ice. Oh, O'Shea, he's got a little mini breakaway. Quick shot. Ooh, deflected away from behind. That is a clutch stop from Gallant.
Great poke check by Gallant. Way to hold his defense position without drawing the penalty.
Now a shot in, deflected low, but it goes wide. 4:44 to go in the first period. Still 1-0 Lumen. Entry for Alley. Meanwhile, Dwyer clears it out for JU. Going up ice, able to send it in, and they go for the line change.
JU looking a little sluggish on that on those forwards.
Yeah, really trying to get something going here, and we have an icing call against Lumen. They thought they had guys down there, but
yeah,
a little bit too fast of an entry.
Yeah, I'd like to see they're playing a little bit more dump hockey, like dump the puck hockey,
dump and chase
instead of just getting it to your guy's tape on the stick.
Be a faceoff now in the Lumen zone, far side circle. 4:26 to go in the first period. 1-0 Lumen Christie, following the fifth goal of the season by Brody Gregory. Faceoff won by Lumen, now skating behind the net. Sending it up ice, trying to get it out of the zone. They do. Centering it now, 2-on-2, getting it into the zone. Gallant able to deflect it away again. And now JU going the other way.
Got numbers.
Brennan forward on the near side, left wide. Open shot is wide. Oh, he had the angle, but just couldn't get that one in.
He sure did have that angle on that right side.
And Lumen, they just kind of looked like they got out of the way as
yeah.
well. Just had a wide open lane. Meanwhile, Gilbalt the other way. Shot deflected away by Dominic Johnson right in to the blocker of Hughes, saved for another stoppage.
No, you're right. Right there on the right-hand side of that open, on the right side of the net, he had open. And it's like they parted the ways, like they parted the
yeah.
seas. And then, like, given wide open to him.
Lumen had two defensemen back, and it was like right when forward skating in.
And then all of a sudden,
just kind of cleared and just, oh, beautiful chance. Just
yeah,
couldn't bury
right.
it. That was the best chance that Jackson United has had all game in the first period. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Brady taking the faceoff for Lumen, and he briefly won it, but it's going to be Gallant that controls it behind. Lumen regains behind the net with Dumont, trying to get it deflected away, Bodler. And Lumen has it again, trying for the pass by the blue line. Deflected towards the net. Brady couldn't tip it in. Good stop by Hughes again. How many times have we said that? JU behind the net, trying to clear this one out. Hit on the near side boards. Gregory sending it to the near side corner. Jackson United not able to fully clear. Ooh, not sure if that one got over the blue line, but now it finally does. No doubt about that one as Lumen trying to send it back in.
I'd like to see JU set something up here and then start pressing them a little bit more on the defense.
Yeah, it's been on the left side of the rink this
sure.
whole pretty almost this whole game as Lumen Christie doing a very good job keeping it in the JU zone and keeping up the pressure. That's how they're in front 1-0, final 3 minutes of this first period. Now behind the net for Bodler, sending it up ice as Jackson United trying to get something going, but they lose it at the blue line. Lumen trying to get back in. Shot on the far side. That's wide. Dumont trying to get this one centered. Now right in front of the net. Dumont scores, but the net is off. Net is off.
They're going to wave that goal off.
Oh.
And the net came off right before he shot that puck right into the back of the net. And that's a big break
Ooh.
For Jackson United because that was a goal all the way.
Lumen's not going to be happy.
Nope.
Wow. Luke Dumont just completely deked Jonah Hughes. But as Hughes was trying to come over, he just knocked the net off inadvertently.
Yeah,
I
it was
inadvertently. But
yeah,
yeah inadvertently
yeah.
just sent the net off.
No,
so, yeah,
that
is not going to be a goal. There's going to be a faceoff on the far side dot in the neutral zone.
You can see Coach Brady trying to get some questions answered on that one.
Ooh, yeah. So and the referee was waving that one off immediately, so he knew right away.
Yep.
No goal. So they're actually going to change this to a face-off in the far side circle in JU's zone. 2:38 to go in the first period. 1-0 still Lumen. No goal there for Luke Dumont. Waved off with the net off. Meanwhile, Lumen, another chance in the zone. It's deflected away by JU. And they finally get the clear out of the zone. Lumen still controlling it. Able to get back into the neutral zone. Sending it up and getting it back into the zone. JU able to deflect it back outside for a clear. Not going for the change, however. Uman tries to get it back in. Gregory backhand gets it over the line, but JU right there. Gardner now Haynes up ice. Now Uman, ooh, that was close to a high stick there for Brady, trying to swap that one down. Had to be careful.
Yeah, I'm surprised that wasn't called a high stick, to be honest with you. As a matter of fact, I think they did call a high stick. Or
yeah,
was
a couple whistles right there. Yeah. They stopped it.
Yeah, that was definitely clearly a high stick.
Yeah, so
and he got contact with it, too.
Yeah, and he tried again, I think, after he, yes. he swatted it down, didn't get contact, but then he tried one more time.
Yep.
Looks like they're actually not going to get the penalty there. I believe just out of play at the bench. Final 1:55 of the first period. 1-0 Lumen. Paquin sending it in for JU. Lumen breaking that one up on the near side boards, able to peter it out in front of the bench. Bergkotter trying to save it going into the zone. And there's swarming white jerseys there for JU, able to deflect it away. Now JU trying to get something going into the Lumen zone, trying to get some chances. Not they've had a few, but of course that forward chance was the best one that they've had.
They have been able to get really set in their own zone, you know, or in the Lumen Christie zone. They haven't been able to really set up a play or set up any type of aggressive shot.
And Vono trying to keep it in, tight roping the blue line, but it pops out. And as they try to send it back in, JU trying to get it in, and Lumen goes for a line change. D'Inverno picks his pocket right in the slot. Shot low blocker. Save for Hughes. He gets it back in the far corner. And JU's able to deflect it away, and Brendan Ford trying to bring it out. Ooh, trying to get it in the neutral zone. Gifts it right back to Lumen. Point shot. Lumen another chance.
And that's exactly, again, what I'm talking about. They had an opportunity to set something up, but they just gave the puck away.
Brendan Ford couldn't hang on, and Fitzpatrick trying to send it into the zone. Lumen briefly avoided an offsides there. They all get out of the zone. 35 seconds ago in the first period, brought to you by Minutemen Sewer and Drain. Lumen again. Ooh, couldn't handle that one. It's going to be sent back out by the goaltender, Jacola. Lumen again gets it back into the JU zone. Quick shot on the far side, right into the glove of Hughes. That was Brody Gregory. 21.8 seconds left in the first period. And a lot of quality chances for Lumen Christie.
Yeah, definitely a lot of quality chances. And I think a lot of that has to do with their aggressive play from the point and taking the shots on net and just trying to get the rebounds.
Yeah.
I mean, because Hughes is stopping them, but they're pad saves and they're coming off.
15 seconds left in the first. Lumen keeps it into the Jackson United zone on the far side. Corner on the boards. Two players from each side going after it. A lot of contact there. Final 3 seconds. Not sure we're going to see a late shot. And that will do it for the first period of play. 1-0 lead. Lumen Christie over Jackson United following the 5th goal of the season by the senior Brody Gregory. We're going to step aside. We're coming back in 3 minutes. We're going to break down what we saw in the first intermission. Connor Dockery with Ron O'Rourke from Optimist Ice Arena. That's coming up back in 3 minutes on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC. The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Colder weather will be here soon, and winter is coming, Michigan. Don't get left out in the cold. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back.
Save up to $2,200 in rebates on a brand new Amana heating system. It's time to upgrade your comfort and efficiency. Remember, you're always on time, or you don't pay a dime. Visit AspenHeating.com today.
Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, keeping you warm this winter.
Hard work gives us power.
Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Optimist Ice Arena, first intermission. It is Lumen Christi 1, Jackson United 0. Connor Dockery with Ron O'Rourke on the scissor lift here at Optimist Ice Arena. Pretty good vantage point here.
I like being up here. Gives us a good look and a good view and able to see everything.
Yeah, able to. We'll really see all the action. Zamboni making his rounds here. Trying to get the ice in a good spot before we get going in the second period. As I mentioned, the lone goal scored by Brody Gregory, his fifth of the season. Shot came on the far side, deflected wide right behind the net. And Jonah Hughes, he kind of lost sight of it, went right behind the net, and boom, Brody Gregory wide open right there. Just an easy little tapper. Just tap it in. Just tap it in.
He was patient. He wasn't making a big deal about it. He just put it right in. Nice, easy goal for him. You know, again, you know, going back to Hughes, you know, let's not, I mean, you say to yourself, you know, yeah, he got a goal scored on him. But at the end of the day, I mean, the kid stopped, I mean, what, 15 shots?
Yeah.
Quality, like seven or eight of them have been quality shots. You know, you got to start, and I hope that Coach Grimes is in there talking to those kids, and especially their defense. If you're going to get the puck out of the zone, get it to a guy who's on the break. Put it on their stick. Let them generate some pressure on the defense for or get a fast break. But I haven't seen a whole lot of that happen in that first period, and I hope he readjusts some of his thinking about that.
Yeah, Lumen Christi, they dominated that first period, and honestly, if it weren't for some of the great saves that Jonah Hughes had, again, we mentioned it on that goal, he did lose track of it on that one, but otherwise, he's played phenomenal. All the pressure he's had, if it weren't for his play, I mean,
my over and under prediction would have been six right now.
Jackson United is lucky. This isn't a 2 or 3 nothing hockey game.
No, that's absolutely correct. And like you know, and you know, you have to make sure that you've got a purpose for that puck, right?
Yeah.
You don't just dump the puck and hope that your forward is going to catch it. You got to put that puck on your forward stick. And I'm almost thinking that they're playing a little bit scared, like a little bit maybe
intimidated, yeah,
right. And I'm hoping, like I said, I'm hoping that during that intermission speech that he's giving them, got to be a little bit more aggressive on that defense, and they got to be a little bit more precise on their passing.
Yeah, and that was the big problem is Lumen had it in the Jacks United zone almost the entire first period, and any time that Jacks United had any opportunity in Lumen zone, it was like maybe a point shot, deflected away, didn't even see Jakola in net, didn't even make it to him, and really just in their own zone, just not clean clears.
Correct.
They're not really making a good effort of trying to send it out of the zone. They're sending it to up the middle.
Up the middle.
I mean, fundamental hockey growing up, you never send it up the middle. And it's just Lumen just has an easy time in this one, keeping it in the zone and just keeping up the pressure.
Yeah, I was really a little bit surprised, too, on the lack of speed that I think JU has got. Again, maybe it's a little nerves. Maybe it's a little bit reserved. You know, they don't want to make mistakes, right? And then, you know, it's a big night. A lot of pressure, a lot of feelings going on right now. I just hope that some of those boys are back there and just saying, hey, take a breath. Let's live in the moment. Let's get this done, right?
Well, and hey, it is only one period after all.
That's right.
And it's only a one-goal game.
And, I think if if it keeps going in the same direction, Vegas will probably be calling me later and telling me that I need to start doing their over and unders for hockey. But I honestly think it's probably going to be a three goal total game if it keeps going in this direction.
Yeah, and just a great goaltender. I mentioned specifically Jonah Hughes, and to his credit, Jakola, from what he did see, some good saves. Of course, the best chance that we saw from Jackson United, just Brennan forward, my oh my, quick 2-on-1, but I mean, yeah, the seas just parted for him, wide open, had a nice shot just wide of the net, just beautiful chance, but just could not bury it. Wow, but I mean, again, that we were that close to having this be a 1-1 game.
Yeah, for sure, and it, with the advantage of being up so high on this scissor lift is we had a perfect vantage point of looking at that, and I couldn't agree more. It's like both defenders just like one went left, one went right, and then there you go, left it open for them.
It was a bit of an interesting play developing, but big break indeed for Lumen Christi. We're gonna step aside for just a moment here. We're in the first intermission, 1-0 lead for Lumen Christi over Jackson United. We're coming back in 2 minutes on Jackson's News Talk 970.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Through Shawl Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Through Shawl offers CNC tube plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Through Shawl Fabricating, online at ShawlFabricating.com.
Optimist Ice Arena for the start of the second period. 1-0 lead for Lumen Christi over Jackson United. Ron O'Rourke, Connor Dockery, bringing you all the action here. Now, as we get ready for the start of the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning second period, as we'd like to give another shout to some more of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible: Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, and Wolverine Seal Coating. It'll be now Lumen Christi going from left to right. Jackson United going from right to left on your radio dial for this second period of action. Faceoff going to be won by Go, but it goes right back to Lumen Christi. And Lumen able to get it back into the JU zone as they try to get some more shots up, trying to extend their lead beyond 1-0 into the far corner. JU able to break that one away, and Jacks United, pretty good setup. Could be a 2-on-1 into the near side, trying to set it up for Paquin. Gets deflected away. Ooh, goes for the shot, but whiffed it. JU able to hang on to it, goes back to the point. Down the far side for Bergkotter, shot, and it's going to be deflected away. And a couple whistles.
Good pressure, good speed. Way to start the first or second period off for Jackson United.
Yeah, coming out with that energy. We talked about it. I mean, hey, that was just one period. Okay, that's in the past. It's right. Only a one-goal game. We got to turn this around. We got to try to get more chances, turn this into our favor. Face off at the far side in Lumen zone. Lumen trying to get it away, goes towards the net, backside. Ooh, set up in the slot, trying to get it in, and there's whistles. Boy, Jackson United is not happy with that one. Why?
Looks like the net came off. Yeah, net came off from the goalie. Looks like it was inadvertent, but obviously Jackson United is a little bit upset about that.
To be fair, they did get the benefit of that in the first period as well. We forgot to mention that in the intermission report, of course.
That's right.
That it should have been 2-0 on a goal by Luke Dumont, but the net came off when he just completely deked around Jonah Hughes. So that repealed that goal. So Lumen Christi going the other way quick, 2-on-1 themselves. O'Shea on the far side, Peters at the hand shot, score! Jack O'Shea, beautiful 2-on-1. Brody Gregory with the assist. And just like that, 2-0.
2-0, and it was a great play produced by Lumen Christi. They had that open man. He was patient. He was able to slide that puck over the last second and get that puck in the back of the net.
Jack O'Shea from Brody Gregory. Brody Gregory already 2 points in this one. Goal and an assist. Meanwhile, for Jack O'Shea, it's his first goal of the season.
Connor, looks like we've got a little malfunction with an equipment with the pole down there. Yep, it looks like they're going to take a referee timeout and do some maintenance work on the net that has been an issue for this game a couple of times already.
Yeah, the goaltender, Zach Jacola, calling that to attention. And, yeah, we mentioned that's been an issue all game.
So yeah.
The net came off in the first period, took away a goal from Lumen.
Yep.
And then, of course, we saw on that previous play where Jackson United had the attempt in front of the net, in the slot. But the whistle's blowing. The net came off again, so they're going to take a look at it. Yeah, they do have the net off right now. We're about 45 seconds into the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning second period. 2-0 lead for Lumen Christi, followed by the first goal of the season by the junior Jack O'Shea on the assist from Brody Gregory on a beautiful 2-on-1.
Looks like the referees are doing double duty tonight, calling the game and also repairing the
going to have some maintenance work. Well, hey, they do have Matt Grimes from Grimes Plumbing, head coach of the Jacks United Vikings.
No,
how different is that piping from the piping underneath your kitchen sink?
No different. No different.
There you go. We've got to get Matt Grimes out there.
Yep.
So they got a replacement post, it looked like, installed. You know, I wasn't anticipating doing play-by-play tonight of a net replacement.
Fixing the net.
So I have, so, you know, doing some hockey tonight. Never done hockey before me personally. But I never anticipated doing a net replacement play-by-play as well.
Oh,
two
yeah.
new things in one night.
There we
two
go.
Things at once.
And it looks like they've got it under control.
Yeah, looks like we should be good to go. All right.
They're taking a look at the other net down at the other end now just to be on the safe
side.
Yeah,
you never know. Maybe they're just going to replace that one just for the heck of it, just to make sure. All right, so looks like we should be good to go. 16-13 to go in the second period. 2-0 lead for Lumen. And we're good to go. Lumen Christie in their all-green uniforms, trimmed in gold and white. Meanwhile, for Jackson United in their white uniforms, trimmed in black. Pretty cool look for both these teams.
Yeah. Yep, I like the JU uniforms. And Christie, Lumen Christie's uniforms are your traditional.
Yeah.
Traditional, hey, green and gold.
All I care about, easy to read numbers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at some angles, JU's numbers are kind of difficult to read, but, hey, we do what we can. We're back underway as Lumen Christie able to get it back into the JU zone, into the far side corner, trying to chip it back out towards the point. JU trying to deflect it away, able to get it back behind the net with Caden Rippey sending it around the boards and able to successfully clear. Goes right back to McCormick at mid-ice, but Bodor has it and able to get it into the offensive zone. Goes to the net, trying to get it back in front, can't get a shot off. Lumen deflects it back the other way, and D'Inverno trying to get it back to a spot where his teammate can get it. Now goes back out to the point. Gallant sends it back to the corner, trying to get it back into the slot where Lumen able to deflect it away. But Haynes has it, takes a shot from the point, goes high. Not sure it was deflected on the way there or not, but Brady sending it back in. Lumen with another opportunity.
Nice little physical play down there at the corner of the net, fighting for that puck, which it looks like JU got the better end of that deal.
Hey, you called it. It's been a very physical game at some points.
Yeah. Yep. Sure has.
Yep. Got an offside, it looks like.
You know, and like I was saying earlier, I think the real good key is getting those pucks down at the corner of the net,
yeah,
you know, and in their zones, and then trying to generate, again, some offensive attack. And they're able to do that. Christie has been able to make those plays, winning those puck possessions.
We're 2 minutes into the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning second period. 2-0 lead, Lumen Christie over Jackson United. Lumen has it in the near side corner in the JU zone. Centering shot! Oh, that's going to be deflected away. Wow, that's another grade A chance deflected away by Hughes.
Yeah, great save from Hughes.
Ooh, that was close. Could have been a 3-0 lead there for Lumen Christie, but instead it's going to be iced on the other end by JU.
Yeah, it looked like he had fanned that just a little bit. If he had connected well on that with the true center of that stick, I think it probably would have been top right shelf.
Face off on the far circle. It'll be taken by Brody Bremer for Lumen Christie. JU trying to get their personnel figured out. Brendan Forward going to come onto the ice in place of Matty Phillips. Now they're trying to get a different guy in to take the faceoff from the official. There we go. Going to be one out by Jackson United. Cuts back to the far side boards. Able to nearly get it out of the zone, but it's kept in by Lumen. Now charging the net. Quick shot on the near side, and it's saved by Hughes. Wow, that was another great chance by the Titans, but deflected away. That was Josh Dumont trying to sneak that one through.
The way Josh made that move on that defender for JU to generate that open space, and then had that one-on-one with Hughes.
Yeah.
It was a great, great move on Josh Dumont.
Nice maneuvering there. 14:21 to go in the second period. 2-0 Lumen. Lumen wins the faceoff, but it's actually ripped away by Jax United trying to get it into the Lumen zone. Quick center going around the boards. Lumen able to pick it back up behind the net, and Lumen's able to successfully clear, get it back to the neutral zone. Back to Jackson United, no change for either team. Ooh, lost in the defensive zone for Jackson United, but it's going to be sent out of play.
One thing Lumen Christie did a great job on that, it was actually is closing in on the center,
yeah,
taking away those fast break passes.
Yeah, just kind of could have been a very dodgy play there. Could have been a beautiful chance for Lumen Christie, but they just didn't have guys in the area.
That's right.
As Jackson United kind of fumbling a little bit into the defensive zone. Another face-off on the far side circle in JU's zone. Goes back out to neutral ice. Lumen Christi able to send it back in. Inverno trying to get it in, and they're going to call out a play there. I believe that hit a weird spot on the boards.
Actually, I think they were going to call that offsides. They called offsides on...
Offsides there, yeah, on the far side, maybe?
Yeah, false, okay. Far side, offsides on Harrison Boatke.
Okay, there, I was watching Inverno on the near mm-hmm. side on the entry. Mm-hmm. Going to be on the far side dot in the neutral zone for the faceoff. 13:47 to go in the second period. 2-0 lead for Lumen. Lumen able to rip it away on the far side corner. JU trying to get it back. They do. Trying to get it out of the zone. Sends it up the far side. Now Jackson United goes on the attack. Lumen Christi doing a good job getting back quickly on defense. And now Gregory one-on-one the other way. He had the first goal of the game. Quick shot on the far side, and it's a glove save for Hughes.
My apologies. That was the offsides call. It was on O'Shea there. And he was just about a hair past that blue line to get that offsides call.
Good opportunity, however, for Lumen Christi again. Gregory going for his second of the game. And a face-off instead on the far side. 13:23 to go in the second. One out by Jackson United, getting it out of the zone, back into neutral ice. JU picks it up, quick two-on-two into Lumen zone. On the far side, going past everybody, it's Bodler. Back behind the net, trying to get it back in front. Lumen able to pick it up, trying to get the clear. JU able to hang on to it. Gets it back behind the net. Lumen clears it. Gregory, oh, not quite out of the zone, however. Johnson trying to deke around the defender into the slot. Ooh, puck just got away from him. Had a brief opportunity, had a good shot. On the left side, Lumen clears. Now a one-on-one the other way. Jack O'Shea has the second goal. Backhand, that's wide. On the far side, we've got a delayed penalty here. It's going to be against Jackson United, a trip against O'Shea on that attempt.
Yeah, you know what, though? I have to say they missed a big call down here. High stick right in the face. Almost took JU's helmet right off there. I think it was forward. Forward was coming down here, and the Lumen Christi defensive guy just came up and just almost took his helmet right off of that high stick. Bad miscall by the refs.
Luke Bergkotter called on the trip, and it's a power play for Lumen Christi. The first man advantage of the game. We'll see if they can try to make this a 3-0 lead. 12:30 to go in the second period. Lumen has it on the far side now near the blue line. Sending it to the far corner. Getting it back into the slot. Quick shot. That's saved. Deflected back behind the net. Trying to get it back towards the near side corner and near the point. Able to center it. Dumont sends it in. Slips through. Oh, that nearly got deflected in. Quick shot. Rebound. No. Rebound saved. And it's cleared away by Jackson United. Great goaltending by Hughes.
Great save by Hughes. I can tell you right now, if he, that deflection alone almost caused another goal with another stop by Hughes. Just great.
Yeah, he's been great all game. This deficit definitely not on him. Lumen gets it back in. Dumont quickly zips behind the net. Deflected off the side of the net. Quick centering shot. That's saved. Now
big
it goes
hit.
Wide. Ooh, Brady has it at the point. Sends it back to the left. Dumont towards the net. That's deflected away and cleared away by Jackson United. More great defense. Killing this penalty about 50 seconds ago on the penalty kill.
Great penalty kill on JU right now.
Yeah, a couple good chances, however, for Lumen, yeah. But they're... Jackson United hanging in there. They're going to have another entry here on the far side. Brady backhand. Ooh, couldn't get the clean pass. However, Lumen keeping it into the zone before it's cleared away, falling down by Nick Bumgardner. 28 seconds on the penalty kill. Oh, it's intercepted. 1-0 the other way. Deacon around. Save by Jacola. That was Nick Bumgardner on the opportunity. Could have had a short-handed goal. Meanwhile, a offside on Lumen trying to get into the zone. They got 12 more seconds to go on the power play.
Yeah, he drew Jacola right out of the net. He closed. Jacola closed out any option he had to go left or right top shelf. Was able to. The only shot that he had was right into the chest of Jacola. Tried to go five hole, but couldn't happen. Got it up a little high.
Face off on the far side dot neutral ice. Lumen quickly gets it in. Jax United trying to get it back out of the zone, and this should kill the rest of this penalty to Luke Bergkotter. A successfully penalty kill. Five on five now. Break up at the mid ice. Lumen gets it back into the zone. Jackson United breaks that one up. Well, Jackson United trying to get some opportunities. Getting it on the far side. Shot! That's wide towards the net. Paquin sending it in into the near side corner. Back for go. Now into the near corner. Back into the slot. Deflected away. Jackson United has to send it back out near the point. Get it back into the slot. Cuts back to the near side with Paquin. To the point, Johnson sends it back in. That one goes wide in behind the net. Lumen gets it away with Kelly, and that's going to be cleared away.
I love the patience of what JU just did and kept control the puck in their zone.
Yeah, that was a solid little trip to the zone. If they get more possessions
like that.
Yeah, they could get themselves on the board. Sent to the near side for Jackson United, deflected away by Lumen. Going to be sent into the zone. Botke, that's deflected away by Hughes to the far side corner. Lumen trying to get it back behind the net. JU, trying to go for the save. I think the net went off, and the whistle's going to be blown. Another good save by Hughes.
Yeah, the Nets are really getting their workouts tonight, aren't they?
Yeah. 9:34 to go in the second period. 2-0 lead, Lumen Christie over Jackson United. Two goals coming from Brody Gregory and Jack O'Shea. Face off on the far side circle, Jackson United zone. Face off. Ooh, they're gonna redrop the puck.
Yeah, it looks like they're gonna pull him out.
Yep. Face off. Lumen gets it. Shot at the point, deflected away right into the glove of Hughes. That's like a baseball cap.
Yeah, it was definitely a baseball, like an outfield.
Kind of wait
play.
For it. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Waited underneath it, able to corral it in. So we're going to do this face-off thing all over again. Same circle and everything. Drop the puck. That was a quick drop right there as Jackson United able to win that one out, sending it back behind their own net. As they attempt to get it out of the zone on the near side. And, just kept in by Dumont. Goes onto the near side circle. Backhand, that's saved away. Jacks United breaks it up. Puck is loose and not quite cleared. Lumen doing another splendid job of keeping it in. In the near side. Another fight on the boards.
Good physical Dumont. Play.
Point shot deflected away. Brady has it. Going to be deflected away again right at the net. A quick shot there, blocked, and then whistle blown again. Didn't see what this whistle was for.
Yeah, another net come off.
But yeah, now they got to think. I got to take a look at this net.
I know. I don't think I've ever called a game or seen a game where there's that many nets coming off.
Yeah. So there was obviously a game before this one. So I don't know if with the Zamboni and then trying to get the nets back on.
True.
If maybe there was a problem installing it or something like that, but we'll see. A quick shot off the face-off from Lumen by Gregory, and that's going to be saved by Hughes, able to just get down and get that one with his stick and cover it.
Great screen for Gregory, too, because I'll tell you right now, Hughes just caught that at the last second and was able to get the stop.
Off the face-off again, Gregory sends it in, goes around the boards on the far side. JU able to get it back outside. But Lumen able to go back to work, trying to get it back in. 2-on-2 going into the zone. O'Shea gets it on the near side, face-off circle, gets it back, trying to get it back to the point. JU able to break it up now, skating up the ice. Bumgarner with the entry into the near corner. 8:25 to go in the second period, 2-0 Lumen. JU on the attack. Sending it to the backside boards. Allie defending it away. O'Shea trying to clear it, couldn't get it. JU another try to keep it in. They do. Backhand now towards the near side corner. Lumen able to get it out this time, as not quite. JU trying to go for the change, but they keep it in.
Tell you what, JU almost got caught with too many men on the ice there.
Yeah, that was close, especially with the puck right there in front of the net. Yes. Forward centering pass, that's intercepted. Lumen going back the other way. Gregory takes a shot on the near side, deflected away by the handle of the stick by Hughes, goes to the far side corner. Now Lumen, big hit there right in front. JU trying to get it out of the way. Shot in the slot. That's deflected away. And another good save by Hughes. And now JU able to get their stick on it, trying to get it away. Back in neutral ice. Gregory on the chase. And Jacks United able to get a couple players swapped out. Back into the neutral zone, JU controls. They're having a lot more offensive opportunities in this second period.
Yep, I agree. I think they're playing a little bit more physical on their own zone, trying to generate some of those quick passes,
ooh,
and they're getting them
forward with a centering shot. That just went wide, and then another shot that goes wide. Jackson United starting to generate those chances. But Lumen goes on the attack again, going into the JU zone. Gregory trying to spin his way through, and it's broken up by JU. Not able to quite get it out of the zone. More physical contact on the near side boards. Kelly able to get it now into the near side corner. JU breaking this one away. Lumen trying to get another shot on net, and it's going to be clobbered and covered by Hughes, and a little help from his teammate right there as well. Trying to dive on that one.
Yeah, you sure did. I mean, you know, you got to think to yourself, I didn't see it. I didn't see a whole lot of, like, help with the puck itself, but I'm sure there was a lot of shouting saying, hey, cover, cover, cover.
6:35 to go in the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning second period. 2-0 lead, Lumen over Jackson United. Here from Optimist Ice Arena on this Friday evening. Thanks for joining us on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM. Back in neutral ice. Sent back into the zone. Going to go right back to the net, and Hughes is just going to do the safe thing and cover it. I tell you, the scoreboard is 2-0, but again, that is not on Jonah Hughes. He's been playing exceptional in this one. I'm sure that it's probably well into the 20s in terms of shots that Lumen has.
Has there ever been a player of the game for a team that actually, with someone that's been on the unfortunate losing side, has there ever been a player of the game?
Well, that's a good question. It would have to be a mighty performance, but off the faceoff, Jackson United trying to get it out of their own zone again, but can't behind the net. Lumen chasing this one down as Jackson United another opportunity to clear. More contact on the boards. JU back in neutral ice, trying to send it back. Deflected away, and Kelly able to get it back into the zone.
I'll tell you right now, he missed that hit. It looked the number 23 for Kelly for Lumen Christie almost got clobbered, and he lifted up his head just at the right second before he was able to make contact.
Sent behind the net for Lumen Christie. In Jack United zone, broken away by JU, but not quite cleared again. Just more problems clearing it. They finally do get it out with Wyatt Bodor getting into the zone as JU goes for a much-needed change. As Lumen tries to get it back into the JU zone, 5:10 to go in the second period. Quick shot on the left side. That's deflected away. Now trying to get another attempt before he goes crashing into the boards. Whistle is blown. Could have been a dangerous play there.
Yeah, it looks like it was a cover-up, though, so that was good. Looks like the face-off is going to come out to the left side. But you're right. It could have easily been a penalty, maybe a cross-check in the back.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous hit.
Dumont takes the face-off. Now action in the slot. Going to be deflected away. Didn't make it to Hughes. Jackson United trying to get it back out into neutral ice. They do. Playing a lot more aggressively in the second period, able to get into those passing lanes, breaking up some of these Lumen chances. Brady has it, able to send it back in around the net. Hughes gets out and behind to try to break that one up, and now Jacks United has it back in the far side corner, gets it back out to neutral ice. Botke has it, sending it back for Dumont, gets over his stick. Ooh, a big hit there. That one's broken away. Brady on the near side. Centering pass. That's deflected away by Hughes. Another great play stopping a goal.
Great back check on Lumen there to generate.
Now a near send centering shot. That's going to be deflected away. Wow. Nikola able to get in a good position there. And now Lumen trying to get it back into the zone. Brady centering slap shot. That's right into the shin guard and away. Back to the neutral ice. A lot of neutral ice time here last couple of minutes.
A lot of neutral ice time.
So this game's starting to even up a little bit. Still 2-0 for Lumen. On the far side, centering in front of the net, wide open, top shelf, scores! Luke Dumont! able to get the right angle. He got loose right in the slot, and he had all the time in the world to get that one away.
Backhand, top shelf, left, just the left side, right over the shoulder of Hughes. He didn't even see that puck coming. He went right, and then Dumont just moved it like he was in a phone booth with his stick.
My goodness.
And just took it backside, bam, up left side.
Luke Dumont, his fourth goal of the season, makes it 3-0 Lumen Christie. 3:44 to go in the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning second period. It's got to be a gut punch as well, especially with how Jackson United really started to pick up their game throughout this second period. Lumen Christie has it in their own defensive zone. Got a lost glove there on the far side by a Titan, able to pick it up as it goes into the Jackson United zone. Quick 2-on-2. Lumen Christie sending some pressure behind the net. Jackson United trying to clear again, but it goes right back to Lumen. Lumen centering. That one goes back to the blue line. Trying to send that one back in, deflected away, back to the near side. Ooh, sending that one to the net. You can hear the blocker. Jackson United trying to get Lumen Christie out of the crease. Some bumping, shoving there after the play.
You could tell right now that Lumen is just a little bit, again, a little bit more faster. And it's hard for these Jackson United defenders to catch up with them. And, you know, I can tell you, you know, Connor, it's got to go back to the just discipline of the passes. I've seen a lot of lazy passes from Jackson United that's causing turnovers for Lumen to take advantage of.
Yeah, and the passes, as you mentioned, just a lot more crisp on Lumen's end, as this one's going to go right back to the net and covered by Hughes. I think some temper's starting to flare here, some frustration from Jackson United. We have another face-off on the near side circle. Lumen controls again, goes back out to the neutral zone as Dumont not able to keep it in. Alley sends it back around on the boards, broken up and away by Dwyer, back into Lumen Christie's zone. Ooh, that's going to be stopped with the stick by Jacola. Really had that all the way, but those are always dodgy plays. You never know if a broken play happens and you get a goal out of it. Lumen trying to regain control in the neutral zone. JU sends it back behind the Lumen net. 2:25 to go in the second period. Now 3-0 for Lumen Christie. Jax United controlling in the neutral ice, trying to get back into the zone, but they're trying to get a change. Lumen's able to get a change meanwhile, now sending it into the zone for Haynes. Quick shot on that to entry. Lumen able to get it back in the defensive zone as JU goes for the quick change. Now quickly into the zone, getting around the defender, not quite, going to be deflected away and cleared by Jackson United.
It looks like Jackson United's got numbers here.
Quick 2-on-1, entry shot on the near side. That's going to be a glove save by Zach Jacola. Wow, that one. Think would have probably been high anyways, but ooh, just able to get that quick reaction.
Yeah, you know, with a 2-on-1 like that and you have him open on the left side, you got to look a little bit more to help, you know, to give your left winger a little bit of piece of the pie.
Especially
when you're drawing Jacola out and you don't have any vision at all of where that puck can go.
Quick shot after the faceoff. That one goes wide and behind the net. Lumen Christie clears. Final 1:40 of the second period. Now deking his way to the net, deflected away before he can get a shot off. Jackson United trying to get it back out again, goes right in the slot. Ooh, Brady was right there, but didn't have an opportunity. Jackson United, quick 2-on-2, trying to deke around the defender. Back outside into the point. We'll see if Jackson United can get a quality possession here, get some shots, as it's just going to be tipped away and back into the neutral zone by Isaiah D'Inverno. And that forces Jackson United to try to reset again. 1:03 to go in the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning second period. Back into the near side corner. Jackson United able to deflect it away. But another chance here for Lumen Christie in the far side corner, back behind the net. Deflected away. Now back around to the near side faceoff circle. Trying to get an opportunity right at the net. Ooh, that's poked away by Hughes. Oh, he's knocked down in his own net.
We got
the whistle's
going
to be blown, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a penalty on Lumen.
It's like a cross check.
My apologies.
Oh, they're going to get a Jackson United penalty right here.
My apologies. Looks.
That's going to be Parker Goh, the official. You can hear him saying he cross-checked the defender into the goaltender. So that's what happened right there. So we got another power play by Lumen Christie, which will roll into the third period. Granted, they don't score here in the last 36.6 seconds of the second period. Currently up 3-0 over Jackson United. This is their second power play of the game. Quick centering feed. That one sent wide off the post. Oh, my goodness. And another rebound shot. That's wide again, Gregory. And Lumen holding on to it. Shot at the point. That one's going to be blocked away to the left-hand side. Lots of action here for Lumen. Jackson United trying to clear. They're not able to. Lumen again on the far side. Final 16 seconds. Trying to get another chance. Centering. That's going to be blocked away. Jackson United from behind the net. Sends it back around. Not quite out. Final 6 seconds. Another late chance for Lumen, perhaps. Sent on the left side. Back behind the net. Couldn't quite get it. Back in front. And it's deflected away. And that will do it for the second period. A lot of action there. It was a big lull kind of there in the middle of the second period. Yeah. But then right at the end, wow, lots of action.
Yeah, a lot of action. I'm sure we're going to talk about more about it when the second period is over here. But I just got to go back to Jackson United came out. Looked like that they were coming out a little bit more aggressive, right? And then all of a sudden, probably about 10 minutes into it, it's like they lost the gas, I guess, and lost the aggressiveness of trying to get, bodies on the end of the boards, you know?
Yeah.
It just seemed like Jackson United just fell apart there for a few minutes.
So that'll do it for the second period. 3-0 lead for Lumen Christie over Jackson United. Coming up in 3 minutes, we're going to break down what we saw in that second period. In the second period intermission, that's coming up on News Talk 970.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Is your furnace ready for the cold? Don't get left in the chill this winter. For just $99.99, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning offers a furnace tune-up special. Keep your home cozy and your furnace running smoothly. They're always on time or you don't pay a dime. Trust your local authorized Amana dealer. Visit AspenHeating.com today. Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Your comfort is their priority.
Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at TrushallFabricating.com.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You know
who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Back at Optimist Ice Arena for Woman Christie and Jackson United High School hockey. Through two periods of play, it's 3-0. Woman Christie over Jackson United. Connor Dockery with Ron O'Rourke. And Woman Christie there to start from the start to the end of that second period. They just look really solid, even though Jackson United has improved their play through this game has gone on.
Right.
Woman Christie, just they're a solid hockey team.
They are. They're really solid. And I can tell you why. It just goes to show when you bring that many upperclassmen and, you know, that many kids back, right?
Yeah.
And it goes like what we talked about earlier about how many of those kids that are coming back got quality ice time as sophomores, now juniors, and juniors, now seniors last year. So they were able to, you know, play in big games like this and have that opportunity and understand what the pressures are like.
Yeah, absolutely. And they just they bring that experience, as we mentioned, as didn't mention in the pregame show, but yeah, Jackson United actually lost 4 of their 5 top point scorers from last season as well.
But they got hurt. They got hurt the most, right, with their returners.
Yeah.
I mean, and it shows. It really does. I mean, don't take anything away from some of our seniors that are, you know, that are now seniors, but if you really look at it, they still got a young team. You know, they still got a lot of, you know, sophomore, juniors, you know, that are on the team. They've got, I'm looking here, they've got, what, 5, maybe 6 seniors on the team. But if you think about it, last year, watching this Jackson United team, the one thing I noticed the most that they lost was their speed.
Yeah. Yeah, Lubin definitely looks a lot faster in this game, passes a lot crisper. And they just look a lot more disciplined, you know, keeping the puck in the zone, getting a lot of good chances. And, you know, there's times when Jackson United gets it into Lumen Christie's zone. And, you know, they're moving the puck around, but it doesn't look like they have, like, you know, that sense of, like, okay, defender's here, I'm going to go here.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass it
here
this way.
Where are you going to be at, right?
Yeah, whereas Lumen, it seems like they have that better sense
they
of
know.
That. Yeah.
They know where to be at. They know where the guy's going to put the puck on your stick at. And then, yes, you're right. It's almost like, okay, where do I go now, right? No, you should have already thought about that already for your defensive man to get that puck to you out of zone.
So back in the first period, it was Brody Gregory scoring his 5th goal of the season to put Lumen on top 1-0. And then in the second period, we saw a beautiful, the breakaway 2-on-1 goal. Jack O'Shea, his first goal of the season on the assist from Brody Gregory, who he's going to be my early pick for Industrial Steel Treating Player of the Game. 1 goal and 1 assist in this one.
Hey, still third period. Jack, if you could have a kid come on, get a hat
trick.
Yeah,
you never know. Meanwhile, the third goal of the game scored by Luke Dumont, his 4th of the season. And that was, again, a gut punch because at that point, Jackson United started to play really good. They were starting to get some good chances offensively. They were keeping Lumen Christie away. They were deflecting a lot of passes. But then, boom, out of nowhere, Luke Dumont wide open, beautiful backhand, top shelf.
Let me just say this. You know, those that are listening right now, you know, we don't have the opportunity of sending a replay. But I will tell you, if we had a top 10, ESPN top 10 pick for, you know, plays of the game or plays of the day, Luke Dumont's goal was beautiful. That he deked, he was on the right side, deeks over to the left backhand, boom, top shelf.
Yeah.
Beautiful goal.
I would argue both goals that the Lumen Christie Titans scored in that second period were beautiful goals.
Yeah, they were.
Highlight reel.
Yep, highlight reels. Yep.
So, but yeah, I mean, in general, Lumen's just played great. And they're getting a ton of shots on net. And Jonah Hughes, the way he's played, I mean, you know, he's the main thing standing between this game being 3-0 and, you know, potentially 6-7-0, because that's how many great chances Lumen has gotten this game.
I know I was joking around about it earlier and, you know, saying, you know, the fact that if Jackson United does lose this game tonight, I mean, it's hard to not give Jack Hughes a player of the game for how many times he stopped. I mean, he's got to be up in the 20s.
Yeah, he's getting up there. At least 24, I would say, shots that he's seen in this one across the first two periods. And we talked about just how many of them, probably by this point, you know, probably in double digits in terms of high-quality chances for Lumen Christi.
But at the end of the day, you can't take away the fact that they had some pretty solid goals for Lumen. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the third period.
Yeah, so we'll see. But Jacks United definitely have some things that they got to talk over in the locker room. Just getting more quality zone time offensively.
Yeah,
you know, they got to get those crisper passes. Got to get those set up, and you can't just have this. You know, you go in, get a maybe weak shot from the point, and then Lumen's able to get it already out of the zone.
Yeah,
you got to have those possessions like Lumen had, especially in the first period, where you're getting two or three quality chances. You're keeping the pressure on. I mean, Zach Jacola, he has really not faced much pressure tonight.
Correct, yeah. And in the pressure that he has faced, he's been incredible, right?
Yeah.
The shots that they actually had on goal. You know, Jackson United, I would think, needs to screen him a little bit more. They need to get those defensive guys down and give the people, the players at the point, the defensive guys, an opportunity to maybe put it on goal and maybe grab a rebound. But if you don't have any screen on the opposing goalie, it decreases your chances of maybe a good rebound.
Exactly. So I'd like to give another shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Willie Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Once again, at the second intermission, Lumen Christi 3, Jackson United 0. We're coming back in 3 minutes. And when we come back, we'll have the start of the third and final period here from Optimist Ice Arena. That's coming up on WKHM.
Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at TrushallFabricating.com.
Colder weather will be here soon, and winter is coming, Michigan. Don't get left out in the cold. Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back.
Save up to $2,200 in rebates on a brand new Amana heating system. It's time to upgrade your comfort and efficiency. Remember, they're always on time, or you don't pay a dime. Visit AspenHeating.com today.
Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, keeping you warm this winter.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper part specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Happy holidays from Performance Automotive Northwest.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our members.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Start of the third period just upon us here from Optimist Ice Arena in Jackson. Blooming Christie, 3, Jackson United, 0. Connor Dockery with Ron O'Rourke. Ron, how does it feel to get back behind a microphone for a hockey call?
Oh, like I said earlier in the beginning of the broadcast, I look forward to this every year. It's the two things that I like calling, the two hockey games. I love it. And, you know, you're doing a great job, Connor. And
it's been
a blast so far. I'm looking forward to the next one already.
Yeah, and that one's coming up before you know it, January 4th, I believe. So that should be our first broadcast of 2025 here on Jackson's News Talk 970. So
glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And it'll be interesting to see where these two teams progress from here.
Sure.
In between now and then.
Yep. You know, January 11th, the Lumen Christie Titans actually have a game against the reigning champions of their division,
state champions.
So that'll be an exciting game to watch or to see.
Yeah, that's right. As again, Lumen Christie playing in a different league this year. They played last year in the South Central League, this year playing in the Metro East League. Third period now underway. Lumen Christie back to going from right to left on your radio dial. Dumont able to get it back into the zone. Now for Luke Dumont on the near side. Quick shot on the near side circle. That's deflected and blocked away wide. Brady has it back on the point. Lumen Christie trying to really put this game away. Leading already 3-0. They still got 1 minute on the power play from the last period. To Parker Go. Another shot from the point from Josh Dumont. That's another blocker save from Jonah Hughes and covered up.
Jonah Hughes didn't even know where that puck was at. He thought it was in the back of the net.
He was just in the right spot.
He was
right
spot, right time. He literally looked behind himself to see if it was in the net. Great save.
Very fast 30 seconds here with the power play, and it's cleared away by Jackson United. Ron Quillo able to get quickly down the ice, but not able to chase that one down as Zach Jacola sends it out of play inadvertently.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a miscue, I think, from Jacola. I don't think he really needed to get that
much
mustard on that.
A little bit too much arc. I know we've had that when you're, you know, you have your stick, you're trying to flip it up, but you flip it up a little bit too high.
Yeah.
Out of play. Going to be a face-off on the near side circle in Lumen Christie's zone. And they quickly win the face-off. Jackson United retreats as they still have another 39 seconds to kill on this penalty. Lumen Christie gets back into the JU zone. Cuts back now at the point. Trying to go to the slot. That's a blocker save on the right by Hughes. Goes back to Josh Dumont 25 seconds ago on the power play. Dumont on the near side circle. Drops it back off for Luke Dumont. Now at the point. That's a glove save snagged by Hughes on the point shot from D'Inverno.
Lumen Christie's been very patient on this power play, and they've been setting up the puck really well. Put a good screen back on Hughes. And luckily enough, Hughes was able to really, you know, see right through that screen for just a brief second.
And credit Jackson United as well, keeping Lumen Christie out of the slot.
Right.
Just like they got a lot of slot chances in the last power play. This is the second power play of the game for Lumen. And it's going to be sent back into neutral ice by Jackson United. Brennan forward. Final 5 seconds of the power play. This should kill the rest of it as Lumen back in their own zone. So that's another penalty kill by Jackson United.
Not bad. 2-0 on the penalty kills.
Yeah, and that's that's really keeping them in it, but they really got to turn this thing around if they want to get back into this hockey game. It's loose at neutral ice, but Quinn has it getting back into Lumen's zone on the far side corner. Cuts back in, trying to go for the centering pass, but it's intercepted by the Titans. Now a quick two-on-one back the other way. Lumen Christie on the far side. Backhand shot. Oh, that's just wide. Gregory had a beautiful chance. Wide open net. And he's got another rebound shot. That's wide again. Wow.
Gregory had a wide open net on that left side and unfortunately fanned it and just went a little bit too wide.
Lumen's got it back in their own defensive zone, trying to send it in. Lumen, they've got a 3-on-2. Quick shot, then Verno. That's blocked away, and Jackson United, meanwhile, able to get the rest of their skaters back. They're trying to go back the other way. 2-on-2, Paquin and Ford. Paquin, entry shot. That's deflected away on the right blocker by Jacoa. Meanwhile, Lumen going back. Might have a 3-on-2, 4-on-3 the other way. Lumen trying to work quickly. Shot sent wide towards the near side, and it squirts back out into their own defensive end. Line change for Jackson United. We're about 3 minutes into this Chelsea State Bank third period here from Optimist Ice Arena. 3-0 lead for Lumen. Into the near side corner. That's going to be a whistle. Hand pass, it looks like. Maybe an offside. Y'all ready for this?
Well, it looks like it's going to be a hand pass. Yep.
All right. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, saw that from the official. Thought that's what it was. So it's going to be a...
Looks like they're going to have to bring it all the way back up to the end. Yep, they are. Yep, it's a good call.
Good call.
A hand pass.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yep.
Look at that. Ron O'Rourke.
Thank you very much.
Seeing what's going on. He knows his hockey, ladies and gentlemen. So it will be taken to Jackson United zone. Back to 5-on-5, of course. JU able to win the faceoff. Now trying to get it out of the zone. Deflected off a skate butt. Back into neutral ice. McCormick sending it forward for Lumen, able to get it back into the zone briefly before JU pops it back out. Lumen controls in their own zone, sends it back to the near side. Working back to mid-ice, Dumont just a flurry, speeding into the zone. Quick hit, contact with Gallant, and JU is able to deflect it away back into neutral ice. Quick entry feed there for Lumen, quick two-on-two shot. That's going to be poked and deflected high and out of play.
They really have to start keeping that focus on when they drop their defense back. It looks like their forwards are pressing. It's almost as if their forwards are trying to take off a little too soon before they get possession of the puck.
Yeah.
So then what happens is then you got a almost like a fast break. If you got Lumen, that's going to, you know, break up that pass.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, and that's a good point. It seems like Jackson United's been like that. They're anticipating that they get it out of the zone before they actually do, as we got a quick shot blocked away off the faceoff by Hughes. Lumen keeps it into the zone, speaking of, into the slot left side. Shea with a slap shot. That's going to be blocked away by Bergkotter. Still in the JU zone. Lumen cuts back behind the net. Going to be sent back. Ooh, that's going to be a high hit. Nothing called there. Chippy action on the near side corner. Lumen's trying to hang on to it. They do. Then Verno back behind the net. Cuts back to the left. Sends it back to the corner for O'Shea. And Jackson United able to take back control and get it out of the zone. Back on the far side. Quick 2-on-2. Lumen trying to recover. Forward sends it into the far corner. Paquin goes back for it. Now forward again, gets it back to the point. Point shot that's deflected and sent out of play by Jacola. Another good save.
You know, we have a fortunate opportunity of being high enough to where we can hear the coaches from JU. I can hear Coach Grimes saying, press, press, press. You got to be a little bit more aggressive and press those defensive guys and try and get more pressure on Jacola.
Going to be a faceoff on the far side circle. 3-0 lead for Lumen Christie. 12:36 to go in the game in this Chelsea State Bank third period. Jackson United behind the Lumen bench, trying to send this one back off to the left-hand side. Trying to get out another opportunity. Lumen really sending a lot of guys there. Quick shot on the left side. That's another save for Jacoa. Jackson United holding on to it again, but Lumen able to break it up and get it out of the zone. Jackson United there trying to get some more possessions together, more chances, but Lumen Here they come again. Ooh, a hit into the boards there. Dwyer hit into the board. Make it Berenson. Meanwhile, for Jackson United, able to get this one back behind their own net. Get it back out into the neutral zone. Doing a better job of breaking up these Lumen Christie possessions. Sent this one up forward. Back into the Lumen zone. Just one on four as JU goes for the change. Lumen, meanwhile, able to get back control. Dumont on the far side shot. That one is sent wide past Hughes. Goes back to the near side. Ooh!
Big
we got
hit
a JU
on Dwyer.
Player flipped over. Dwyer flipped up and over Gilball. Oh, my goodness. What a hit. This one back in neutral ice. Lumen sends it back in, trying to get a couple players changed. Jackson United controlling behind their own net, trying to get it out of the zone. They do, and then Lumen tips it back in. They were briefly offsides. Jackson United behind their own net, and the official blowing the whistle for
offsides. Yep.
Yeah, it didn't quite get fully out.
Nope.
Tried to get it, but his skate didn't fully clear that blue line.
Yeah, we had the ref at the end, opposite end of the ice there with the hand up saying off.
Yeah, it didn't get out.
Apparently didn't get it, but they had to be reminded by JU because they were definitely making their point.
Faceoff won by Lumen Christie, sent to the far side corner. Now back to the point. Jackson United, quick shot that's sent wide and blocked away by Jacola. Lumen, another shot on the right-hand side now for JU. That one trying to get that one away for Lumen. They finally do clear. 10:33 to go in the Chelsea State Bank third period. 3-0 lead for Lumen Christie. Now to the near side corner. JU able to get that one broken up as they make it towards the neutral zone. Bergkotter sending it in as JU going for a change of a couple players. Now sent back to neutral ice. Lumen, they haven't really been able to get much going since that power play as Jackson United trying to work their way back in. Sent to the near side. Oh, that's just sent wide for Dwyer. Now sent towards the far side corner. JU, just like that, they're doing a little bit of a better job of getting more opportunities, getting a little bit more consistent time in the zone as we got another shot in the far slot. That's too high and sent out of the zone.
Looks like they're going to go ahead and stop that.
Quick cover there by Hughes.
Quick cover. Yep, quick cover by Hughes. It's always funny when they do that. It's always considered a shot on goal. So whoever threw that puck down ended up getting that shot on goal.
9:40 to go in this one. 3-0 lead for Lumen. Face off on the near side circle in JU zone. Goes right to Vinverno and a shot into the glove of Hughes. Saved away. We'll have another face-off in the same circle. Gregory taking this one for Lumen. Sends it back out. Then Verno on the near side corner trying to send it back to the other corner. Just in play. Hit literally the top of the board. Now in front. Two right in front. It goes right into the body of Hughes. Boy, just able to stay big.
What a break that Lumen Christie just got on that on that puck. It
two
took a weird bounce off a JU player. They had no clue where it was, and it looked like it had almost a 2-on-1 there.
Yeah, two guys right in the slot.
Just in the slot.
Hughes able to come up big there, staving off a 4-0 Lumen lead. Stays 3-0. Lumen wins the faceoff on the far side circle. Sends it back to the near side corner. Quick send towards the net. Goes back and behind. Jackson United able to get it out of the zone. Lumen getting back. Trying to set this one up again. Sends it back in. Jackson United able to deflect it away again. And Lumen, just like that, they have another chance in the zone. Sending it back into the slot. Shot sent wide. Stays right here with Botke. Going up and around the boards. Alley. Sends it back into the far corner. Then Verno back behind the net. Cuts back to the far side. Walicki back for Denverno. Trying to get between three defenders. Lots of contact. Sends back behind the net. And nearly cleared. Lumen keeping it back in. At the point. Shot towards the net. That's deflected wide. And now Jackson United still not able to get it out. Denverno has it on the near side. Gets it back behind the net. Near side shot, awkward angle. That's going to be saved away.
I could tell you right now, D'Inverno almost got that puck through.
Almost squirted that in, yeah.
Yep, and that was a weird angle, and sometimes those weird angles are best because that goalie thinks they got that net covered up well enough, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it hits her shoulder and goes in the back of the net.
Yeah, you got that teeny tiny hole there that it could just squirt through, so that's exactly what D'Inverno was trying for.
D'Inverno, he started skating away because he knew he almost had that goal.
8:25 left in the Chelsea State Bank third period. 3-0 lead for Lumen Christie. Pops back out to neutral ice off of the faceoff, and Lumen able to send it back into the JU zone. Dumont in the near side corner, broken away by Bergkotter, sent back and forth behind the net, and finally able to clear. Got to be careful to avoid the icing here. Looks like that is not going to be an icing. Lumen had two guys there. Now Lumen tries to send it down ice. Will this be an icing for Lumen? It will not be. Back and forth just down the ice. JU controls in their own zone. Oh, lost it. Brady right there. But Lumen not able to capitalize. JU able to get it back out of the zone. Trying to send it back up ice. Not able to get a real possession going, and Lumen sends it back in.
Lumen Christie's doing a really good job on those poke checks in the last second, trying to get those pucks away from JU's defense or their wings in their center.
Yeah, trying to get chippy and trying to break up their possible chances. As Lumen able to keep it into the zone before that's zipped out from the corner, but iced down.
You know, I was really surprised when JU came out. You know, they're down 3-0. You know, you got to keep them from being a little bit on the chippy side. They've actually been playing pretty disciplined, and I'm pretty impressed with that. Because, you know, if you're down 3-0, you got 7 minutes to go. You know, you start trying to pull out all the stops, you know.
7:10 to go in this one. Still 3-0 for Lumen Christie. On the far side for Jackson United, able to get it back out of their own zone. Now at the mid-ice, able to break into the Lumen zone. Quick dump off there. Lumen breaks it up. Able to be held in the zone by JU. But the pass into the near side corner deflected away. Lumen has another chance. Able to get it back into the JU zone. Quick entry pass. That goes behind the net. Backhand trying to center it. Nobody's home, and Jackson United gets it out of there. Brennan forward, the speedster. Able to get back into the offensive zone. None of his teammates are there, and Lumen's able to break that up once more. Three guys on him.
Boy, he sure is quick. When he's got that straight shot right down the ice, I mean, he put a move. I think he put a move on Kelly that was pretty decent.
Entry there for Lumen just to try to get the change. They do. Now sent back behind the JU bench. Isaac Rayberg there. Trying to get it back behind, but JU able to break it up. Really making Lumen's possessions pretty difficult here in this third period. So as this game's gone on, Jackson United definitely playing a lot better.
Yep.
But they need to try to get on the board here.
Nope, I agree. Absolutely. Trying to keep the puck away from them, setting it up in their zone.
Now at the point for Lumen, sending it back to the far side corner. Ooh, centering pass, nobody's home. Now a shot and a score! I said no one was home, but there was somebody there to answer the call and make it a 4-0 hockey game. It's Josh Dumont.
What a snipe from Josh Dumont on the top left shelf. Hits the water bottle.
Oh, my.
And, you know, unfortunately, Hughes couldn't see it because he had a great screen out in front of him. So he didn't even know where that puck was at. And nobody was on Josh Dumont at the time. So he had a clear opportunity. But with that, Christie having the screen out in front of Hughes really helped out.
Second goal of the season for Josh Dumont. 5:30 to go. It's 4-0. It's going to be Isaac Rayberg on the assist, as well as Jack O'Shea. A two-point game for O'Shea as well, as he had the second goal of the game. Lumen Christie, again, just when you think that JU's going to try to get something quality going, they're starting to play better, boom, here comes Lumen Christie. They just you know, coming with a dagger. This one's going to be out of play on the far side.
Yep, absolutely. And now what they have to do is they just have to be calm, play good hockey, don't. And we're talking to Coach Brady today. One of the things that they instill in their hockey players and that many coaches do is the retaliation. If anybody starts getting chippy and you retaliate, in most cases, they get the person who retaliated.
Yep. Yep, got to be careful in those situations because we have seen it, especially after that third goal. You can see some of the frustrations boiling over for Jackson United. But they're trying to stay solid here. Goes in for Lumen. Two-on-one briefly centering. Pass shot sent wide. Oh, that was a wide-open net. They couldn't capitalize. And it's going to be deflected away back into Lumen's zone for an icing.
You know, hats off to both these teams for tonight. You know, they both have been playing pretty physical, regardless of what the score is saying. You know, and Lumen's up 4-0 right now. But, you know, still, JU is really doing the best I think they can to stick with them.
Yeah. 4:36 to go in the Chelsea State Bank third period. Quick shot from the point by McCormick. Deflected wide. Jackson United gets it out of the zone. Might have a 2-on-2 the other way. That pass is broken up at mid-ice. Now back into JU zone. Getting it back out quickly. But Lumen's right there to deflect it away. Gets it back into JU zone. Hughes out of the net to try to break it away. Ooh, Lumen, if they had a guy there. That was a wide open net, but Hughes catching a break there. 2-on-1 the other way for Jackson United. Might have a shot on the back end. That's going to be just wide.
Great move by Ford.
Jacola facing some pressure there, but JU just not able to get that one on the net. They've had a couple great chances, but they just can't get it on the net. They're all wide. Shot into the zone. That's right into the body and then covered by Hughes for a stoppage. 3:40 to go in this one.
Yeah, you see Lumen Christy able to drop their defensive back, playing a little bit deeper than they normally would just in case. You know, because I think, you know, at this point right now, Jackson United is going to try to do everything they can to try and push and press as much as they can. And
ooh, off the faceoff. Lumen Christy had a good opportunity, but point blank, they were stopped.
Yeah, they were. Yep, that was a nice little one-timer off the faceoff.
Lumen trying to get it back into the zone now behind the JU net. And it's going to be sent over for Dumont on the near side, the recent goal scorer. Recently getting his second goal of the season. 3:15 to go in this one. 4-0 for Lumen. JU trying to set it away from the near side corner. Getting it out of their zone. Now have it behind their own net. Able to get it out, but that's going to be an ice. Some of these Jackson United players seem just tired in this one. Just
yeah,
constantly in their own zone.
Absolutely, yeah. You can tell the gas has come out of their legs a little bit. You know, they're down. They're probably a little bit down. But you know what happens when you get to that point? You start making stupid decisions, and I hope that doesn't happen here with Jackson United. But they seem, you know, I think Grimes has done a great job. Coach has done a great job to keeping these boys in check tonight.
Final 2:55. Jackson United wins the faceoff on the far side circle, their own zone. Meanwhile, Lumen trying to keep it in. They do on the far side, have it behind the JU net. Squirts back to the near side corner, now back around behind. Contact there at the boards. Jackson United trying to get it back out. Couple guys there. Lumen able to get possession. Squirts out for Botke, lines it up. Shot deflected high. Another chance on the far side, zips around to the near side circle, and Jackson United able to get this one back out. Trying to push the pace, go. Trying to deke around the defender, not able to get it out. A lot of contact. And now Lumen able to control in their own zone. Evans sends it in, 2:08 to go in the Chelsea State Bank third period. 4-0 Lumen. Evans again chasing that one in the corner, able to send it back behind the net. Walicki able to get there, but deflected away by JU and up and out of the zone.
Yeah, I was really surprised that JU hasn't really, you know, taken advantage of, you know, fresher legs quicker.
Yeah.
Like they're, you know, maybe it's because. Oh,
we got a deflection here. One on one for Lumen. Ooh, on the backhand. Couldn't squeak through. That was Evans. And Jackson United able to get out of there. Torres mid-ice, forward, able to get it into the zone, but broken up once more by Lumen on the line change. Sending it into the zone, now back behind the net. Squirts free, Lumen might have a chance here. Ooh, not able to get it back cleanly. Quick wraparound try, that's blocked by Hughes. Lumen keeps it in, however. It will send it back near side. Dumont gets it past the defender, right in front, pass, scores! Second goal of the game, Luke Dumont, 5 on the season, and it's 5-0 for number 5 from Lumen Christie.
Yeah, went glove side, just went right over the top of the right-handed glove of Hughes. And again, there was the lack of help he's getting tonight in the last like 3 or 4 minutes. It's really not on him.
No, yeah, I don't put this one on him at all. Just Lumen Christie, just solid
strikers. Don't take anything away from that goal. That goal was a beautiful goal.
Yeah, just relentless play in front of the net.
That's right.
Generating that one, and as a goaltender, you can only do so much when, you know, the puck's right on your doorstep all game. 45 seconds left. 5-0 lead for Lumen Christie. Now in the near side corner, Jackson United trying to get some late excitement in this one. Blocked away by Zach Jacola. And goes back out to neutral ice. Bergkotter trying to get it back in, deflected away. Lumen with Gregory able to get it back in. Ooh, he just steamrolls one of the Jackson United players. Lumen trying to get it back in. Jackson United a quick change there and backhanded back in. Lumen trying to get back on the attack, but the final 10 seconds are upon us. O'Shea sends it back in front of the net, didn't have anybody there. Final 3 seconds, and that will do it. Lumen Christie wins their third game of the season, improved to 3-0-1 with a big 5-0 win over Jackson United.
Yeah, you know, I called the five goals pretty correctly. You know, I said it was going to be under 5.5, but unfortunately, I didn't think it was going to be all one-sided.
Yeah, I think overall, especially as the game wore on, probably felt a little bit closer than what that end result was, but just a great performance by Lumen Christie all game. They were just a very solid team, well-disciplined
solid.
Team.
Well-disciplined, solid. You hit it on the nose earlier when you were talking about their players knew where they needed to be before the puck even got to them because they knew the pass was going to be right on their tape. So that's one of the things I really liked watching with Lumen Christie execute tonight. The execution was great. Like, so Coach Brady's got to be pretty darn happy about, you know, his game plan, execution of the game plan, and coming out with a W.
Just, again, disappointing. That's probably the best way I could describe it. They just crisp passes and defensively breaking up Jackson United's passes, really limiting their zone time on offense. And they're able to convert on all the opportunities that they were to get. Well, obviously not all the opportunities, but they were able to really maximize their opportunities. Got a lot of chances right there in front of the net.
Agreed.
And they're able to capitalize for 5 goals.
Yep, agreed.
So,
looks
of course,
like they're holding. Looks like Lumen Christie again has got the holding up the skate.
Yep, holding up
go.
The Jackson boot there.
Yep,
able to get it and keep it with Lumen Christie.
Let's hope that you know, when we call the next game on January 4th and we're here back here again, you know, I'm looking for a little bit more, execution from the JU side.
Yeah, and if they play like they did at the end of the second period going into the third period for the most part, I think this could be a little bit more competitive
closer.
Result back in January.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, I totally agree. You know, next to the, you know, the multiple nets coming off tonight, which was kind of crazy, you know, a couple of goals were called off. And but overall, I think, you know, Lumen Christie really proved why they are, you know, I would have to say,
if they keep playing the way they're playing right now, I'd be surprised if they don't give, you know, everyone a run for their money.
Yeah, this team looks really good, especially for being a Division III team, able to take down a Division I team, of course, in this one. And again, just a really solid, just a well-oiled machine. Lots of veteran players, as you mentioned, lots of seniors, juniors on this team, especially ones that played quality minutes last year. So,
yeah.
So once again, 5-0 for Lumen Christi over Jackson United. Goals, of course, coming in this one. Brody Gregory picked up his 5th goal in the first period. Second period, we got the first goal of the season from Jack O'Shea. And we got one of two goals from Luke Dumont in that second period. And in the third period, of course, Luke Dumont got his 2nd one, the dagger there late. Of course, you got the 2nd goal of the season as well from Josh Dumont. So I don't know about you, but my personal pick, I would give it to Zach Jacola because he did get the shutout, but he really didn't face that much pressure.
No, he didn't really have that much pressure.
Yeah.
You know? But it goes to show, though, it goes to show that it doesn't matter how many shots you get on goal, he still was able to, you know, get the shutout tonight.
There was still some quality shots. Yeah, and that was the thing, is like a lot of the quality chances that Jackson United did have, they went wide.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I still think
Jacola did do a good job, but going back to what you were saying.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I still think that goal from Luke Dumont tonight, I think, was pretty impressive, and it kind of would, you know, if I had to choose, I know you're going to make the final decision here, but I think, you know, with that being said, and the way that he played, and he was fast, he was able to, you know, make clean passes and generate some good screens, you know, for his defense to be able to throw the puck on net to possibly get a couple rebounds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, there was some good play between the Dumont brothers. Absolutely, the Dumont brothers were you know, a key force in their win tonight.
Well, final decision not even needed there. I agree with you, Luke Dumont. He's going to be my industrial steel treating player of the game with his 2 goals. And with hockey, the good players really tend to stand out.
Yeah.
They really stand out over the course of the game. And, yeah, you could see Luke Dumont and, of course, Josh Dumont as well, for that matter, just flying up and down the ice, really making an impact and breaking away these opportunities that, of course, Jackson United had to get it out of the zone, able to keep it in, generate some more chances for their teammates. So, once again, Luke Dumont, player of the game, brought to you by IST, Industrial Steel Treating.
One of the things I liked about what Luke did tonight, and I saw a couple of times he did this, he was able to fall back on defense quick if his defense dropped out. So he was able to really skate back to try and get that poke check so they didn't generate that pressure, as much pressure on Jacola.
Want to give another shot to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Forrest Chem Dry, and Drew Shaw Fabrication. Once again, 5-0 win for Lumen Christi over Jackson United. Titans improved to 3-0-1 on the season. Jackson United dropping to 3-2. That's going to do it for tonight's game. Tomorrow, Lumen Christi taking on Chelsea on the road, while Jackson United taking on Kalamazoo right here at Optimist. For Ron O'Rourke, as well as Luke Moorhead, back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of High School Hockey on WKHM.
This concludes today's presentation of High School Hockey on WKHM. News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Thanks to these sponsors for making today's coverage possible. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. AeroQuip Credit Union. Tom Coffey's Soft Water. Able Heating and Cooling. Grimes Plumbing. Performance Automotive Northwest. Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration. Wolverine Seal Coating. Wilby Transit Mix. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. County National Bank. The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Fuller's Chem Dry, Duchelle Fabricating, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Chelsea State Bank, and Industrial Steel Treating. We now return to regularly scheduled programming on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.